The next group of stories are what I'm calling dream pieces. They're stories taken either from dreams that I've had or waking experiences that are like dreams, that feel like dreams. Or then I expanded the possibilities and started using friends' dreams, and then even friends' waking experiences that were like dreams. So for a while there, I was collecting dreams and also seeing, sort of having fun seeing moments in my own life as dream-like, just by extracting or removing certain familiar parts of an experience. What you're left with may be a dream-like experience. And then if you tell it the right way, it seems to tread that line between dream and reality. Some are obviously dreams, and then some that you would think are dreams were not dreams. Just strange. So I'll read about 8 or 10 of those. And most of those too are pretty short. You wouldn't want to hear a long dream anyway. The husband seekers. Flocks of women land on an island seeking husbands from a tribe of very beautiful young men. They blow across the sea like cotton buds or seeds of wild plants, and when rejected, they pile up offshore in a floating bank of woolly white. The sky over Los Angeles. The sky is always above a tract house in Los Angeles. As the day passes, the sun comes in the large window from the east, then the south, then the west. As I look out the window at the sky, I see cumulus clouds pile up suddenly in complex, pastel-colored, geometrical shapes, and then immediately collapse and dissolve. After this has happened a number of times in succession, at last it seems possible for me to begin painting again. In the gallery. A woman I know, a visual artist, is trying to hang her work for a show. Her work is a single line of text pasted on the wall with a transparent curtain suspended in front of it. She is at the top of the ladder and cannot get down. She is facing out instead of in. The people down below tell her to turn around, but she does not know how. When I see her again, she is down from the ladder. She is going from one person to the next, asking for help in hanging her artwork, but no one will help her. They say she is such a difficult woman. The sentence and the young man. A sentence lies exposed to public view in an open trash can. It is the ungrammatical sentence, "Who sing?" We are watching it from where we stand concealed, perhaps in a shadowed archway. We see a young man walk past the trash can several times, eyeing the sentence curiously. We will stay where we are for fear that at any moment he will reach in quickly and fix it. Dinner. I am still in bed when friends of ours arrive at the house for dinner. My bed is in the kitchen. I get up to see what I can make for them. I find 3 or 4 packages of hamburger in the refrigerator, some partly used and some untouched. I think I can put all of the hamburger together and make a meatloaf. This would take an hour, but nothing else occurs to me. I go back to bed for a while to think about it. The grandmother. A man has come to my house carrying a very large peach tart. He has also brought with him some other people, including a very old woman who complains about the gravel and is then carried into the house with great difficulty. At the table, the old woman observes to one man by way of conversation that she likes his teeth. Another man keeps shouting in her face, but she is not frightened. She only looks at him balefully. Later, when she is back at home, it is discovered that while she has been eating many cashews from a bowl, she has also eaten her hearing aid. Even though she chewed on it for nearly 2 hours, she could not reduce it to particles small enough to swallow. At bedtime, she spat it out into the hand of her caregiver and told him this nut was a bad one. Awake in the night. I can't go to sleep in this hotel room in this strange city. It is very late, 2 in the morning, then 3, then 4. I am lying in the dark. What is the problem? Oh, maybe I am missing him, the person I sleep next to. Then I hear a door shut somewhere nearby. Another guest has come in very late. Now I have the answer. I will go to this person's room and get in bed next to him. Then I will be able to sleep. At the bank. I take my bag of pennies to the bank and throw them into a machine that will count them. I'm asked by a functionary to guess how much my pennies are worth. I guess $3. I am wrong. They amount to $4.24. But since I am within $1.99 of the correct sum, I qualify for a prize. Many people nearby in the bank congratulate me warmly. I may choose from among a number of prizes. When I refuse the first and the second and seem likely to refuse the next, the anxious teller unlocks a secure vault and shows me the full array, which includes a large plastic piggy bank, a coloring book and crayons, and a small rubber ball. At last, so as not to disappoint her, I choose what I think is the best of them, a handsome Frisbee with its own carrying case.